la vista, baby.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Two brand new tracks on the Sweet Rot label. That last one was Flight, a one-man group. I believe one-man group out of Mississippi. And then just ahead of that was Woven Bones from Austin, Texas. Those just came out this week. You should probably be able to get those at your local grocer. I would pick those up as soon as you can. 500 copies, and they usually sell out pretty quick. Lots of new stuff this week, of course. We're going to start off with a brand new one by Mayors.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Pop Drones. And that last track was Nice Face, was Thing in My Head off his 7-inch on Sacred Bones. Just before that was Hunches with Actors off their album that came out at the beginning of this year. Still can't get enough of that. And Mayors with Clicks off their brand new self-released 12-inch, which has been impossible to get. And if you do come across a copy of it, it's pretty interesting. They've taken the sleeve, just a plain yellow sleeve, and just dirtied it up, basically in their backyard, stomped mud all over it. Pretty funny. We got some Bless Your Grave coming up here, new Sensei show announcement, and seven inch release announcement as well. We got a little a feature on Scrot Up, Danish label. It's been a long time coming with that, and well, Josh will be calling in later, be playing some records for him. But right now, this is Bless Your Grave with City Lights.
makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9 in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. The last two tracks there were, well, it was basically the side two of the brand new Sensei 7-inch that will be released this Thursday at the Rickshaw Theater. That's a double, possibly a triple release party. Beelines will probably have a 7-inch ready for them for then as well. And then Random Cuts, which is Justin, who used to play in the Mutators, who also ran the Emergency Room, the now-defunct Emergency Room. He's got a new project called Random Cuts. It's a one-man band, and he's got 3 7-inches coming out, one per month for the next 3 months. That brand new one should be out this Thursday. Rickshaw Theater, around 9, 10 o'clock, will be New Sensei, Random Cuts, and a few others. Up next, we have the Electric Bunnies from Miami. This is a brand new 7-inch on the Distassi label. This is actually a split with Pink Reason, but we're going to be hearing the Electric Bunnies.
Thank you. I know what that is. is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
You're back with CITR 101.9. That last track was Psychedelic Horseshit with their brand new 12-inch on the Woods This label. That track was called We're Pink Floyd, Bitch. And I think this is the most swearing I'm going to be doing on the show for a while. And please excuse me while I figure out the difference between 33 and 45. And just ahead of that was Ganglions with Ratsman, also on the Woods This label. Brand new LP. And they also have another LP on a label called Weird Forest. That's going on its second pressing now. Almost done that, and Woods will be picking that one up and keeping that one in print for some time to come. And then just ahead of that was the Electric Bunnies with Colorful Teardrops on the Distassi label. Right now we have a little feature, a little rundown on a great little label. Not getting a lot of attention right now, but that's okay. It's Skrot Up, S-K-R-O-T. And it's based out of Denmark, Copenhagen. And it's all cassettes right now anyways. And a lot of the cassettes come with silkscreen posters, and it's nice inserts. But the music inside is usually pretty vicious. I highly recommend you visit their MySpace at myspace.com/scrotup. And that's Skrot with a K, and I have no idea what that means. But right now, we're going to start off with Biblical Violence, and we're going to play a couple more pieces of cassettes from that label over the next 15, 20 minutes here.
Thank you.
You're back with CITR 101.9. That was an unpronounceable group from Rome that was on the Scrot Up label, a brand new label out of Denmark. Thetlumth. I believe that's Thetlumph from Rome. And then just ahead of that was SFHHH, also from Rome, also on the Scrot Up label. And then starting off the Scrot Up feature there was Biblical Violence from Croatia. Yeah, a lot of gnarly-sounding, industrial-esque post-whatever on that label. Amazing, amazing stuff. Played some stuff from them a couple weeks ago. The FNU Ronnie's cassette. Actually, I think that one might have been on my first show. That was his very first release. If anyone out there knows the FNU Ronnie's or heard that, you know where the guy is headed, and he's got tons of new releases out. I highly recommend you check it out, myspace.com/scrotup. Up next, we have a reissue of a CDR by James Ferraro, also one of the members of the Skaters. And I mistakenly gave him the credit for the Matrix Metals cassette that I had played last week. It was rumored that James Ferraro was actually behind that. No one seems to know who was indeed behind it, but I have been corrected. But I see the correlation. If anyone has heard this new reissue that's just came out on Holy Mountain, it's called Discovery. It's a very, very similar vibe to that Matrix Metals cassette. I highly recommend you seek this one out. But here's a little sneak preview. This is James Ferraro with Discovery.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with CITR 101.9 Pop Drones Show. We got Josh on the air. You there, Josh?
Yo.
Awesome. So what are we listening to this week?
Oh, man. Possibly one of the most exciting records to come out this year. New full-length LP on infamous, long-running American Noise label RRR from the enigmatic Dave Phillips, who is just a totally bizarro character. He used to play in a pretty insane sort of like noise grime band from, I think he's German or possibly Austrian. Although I've made this mistake before, because last week we listened to some Metin and he's actually Basque.
Yeah, living in America.
So don't take my word for it. Although I'm fairly more certain that this guy is Central European than anything else. But yeah, Dave Phillips used to play in a band called Fear of God, who, if you can find anything by, were an absolutely amazing grind band, drum machine, bass, vocals, totally insane. But now he basically makes really intense and discomforting sound art under his own name.
Yeah, this is pretty heavy listening. It's very Branca-esque, I found, like, but a bit more restrained and. I remember when it came into the shop, and the cover art right away is pretty shocking. It's all these Nazi symbols on the American flag, replacing the stars.
Yeah, I can't think of who the artist is, but same artwork was used for the sort of most recent sort of like Penguin Classics issue of. Sorry, my phone's ringing here. Penguin Classic issue of. Philip K. Dick's book, Man in the High Castle, which concerns an alternate history of the world where the Second World War is won by the Axis powers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that would make sense, because the flip side is the European Union flag. But instead
golden
of the yellow
swastika.
Stars, golden swastikas. Yeah, it's actually a beautiful painting itself. It's actually,
and it's kind
really
of
well
the detail of it is like as if those things were like damaged and destroyed in some way.
Yeah. There's like a creasing and
scraped up.
Yeah, it looks really cool. All right, we're gonna jam it now. So this is a sidelong thing, so it's gonna be going on for about 15, 20 minutes here. So get ready, folks. This is Dave Phillips. Thanks, Josh.
Awesome.
Thank you. This is Eugene Kelly from the Vaseline's, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Oh. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM atop the insanely humid Student Union building. It